Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's not your head Wednesday. You checking for hip hop or checking for R&B? Not your head Wednesday, got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest. These plates showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry, declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. Arts in your end, but always keep the fellas tuned. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people, intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop, but what's current in the news? Wednesdays at 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. 6, stay locked on the Wednesday night. Set a board, Z1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the watch, got the loop, got the watch. So much shed in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Fashion all day, though the flow don't stop. Logical One, airwaves don't lock. We lead a competition sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot, fool.
Yo. March 26th, damn month almost over. And yet again, we back with another Nod Your Head Radio on the air. What's up? Man, what's going on with everybody? I'm waiting on my co-host to check in. But right now you got me. And I ain't mad about that. A lot of shit, man. There's a lot of crazy shit been going on, man. But I ain't going to get into that right now, man. I will tell y'all, I'm going to hit y'all with some of the new Mobb Deep LP. I got a copy. And I'm going to hit you with something old. Well, something that was unreleased by them, I'll put it to you like this. And I'm going to hit you with something new from off of that album. I'm not going to go too far in it because it ain't out yet. And, you know, I don't want to go through the, you know, problems of playing it. And, you know, it's not really released yet. So, but I'm going to hit y'all with two new joints off of that. Plus, I got a few other new joints. Gonna let family back on today. I don't have their music loaded, but I had them last weekend play some of their joints. Man, support Chicago hip-hop, man. If you're out in Chicago, man, support Chicago hip-hop, man. For real, though. Support all hip-hop, for that matter. you know, it's getting increasingly hard these days, man, because radio ain't playing shit. And, you know, you're hearing the same cast over and over every hour on hour, man. It's a lot of people that you might miss, man. So support Chicago hip-hop. Today, we are supposed to have CL Smooth calling. Now, I ended the show early last week because I wasn't aware that he was going to call in. I advertised for it, and we didn't get a confirmation. And, you know, he didn't hit us, so he hit us in the second part of the show. So what I'm going to do, if we get CL in the first hour, I'm going to go on and let him run and then maybe go for 30 minutes in the other portion of the show. Why? Because I can do that. yeah, we're supposed to have Ghost tonight, too, but you know how that shit go, man. You know, these guys got schedules, man, and he's saying he's going to come on next week, so we'll see. Like I said, these cats got schedules. They got shit they got to do, but we do have these cats on the show. Don't act like we're faking it. We do it, for real. Something I want to talk about, though. You know, I got to get on my high horse real quick. you know, I sit and browse Facebook every now and then, and, you know, I check out shit and, you know, look at some of the things that are posted there. You know, some shit is cool and some shit ain't cool, you know. But, you know, I look anyway because that's just what I do. I look, you know, just to see what the fuck is going on and, you know, what's going on in the neighborhood and whatever. Well, a friend of mine, associate of mine, Vice Verse, part of the Yancey Boy Detroit movement, man, Jay Dilla, rest in peace, man, Young Gunner, all them, you know, all them up cats out there, man, Illa J. You know, he's part of that clique. But anyway, he posted some shit today. Of course, from World Star Hip Hop. And you know how I feel about World Star. I mean, I don't condone a lot of the shit they post because that shit really ain't hip hop. But a lot of that shit is just ignorant shit. But I like ignorant shit sometimes. But anyway, he posted some shit on there about 2 Chainz. Okay? 2 Chainz, it was a groupie. Okay? We all know about groupies. We all know how they get down. We all know what the fuck they do. You know, this is, we all know. I ain't going to go into all that shit. But anyway, he posted some shit about some groupies. And, you know, it was a video from World Star Hip Hop, and it's embarrassing. 2 Chainz puts girl on blast. Hashtag, is this your thought episode? Okay. You know, everybody has a good chuckle about that, about the thoughts and, you know, how groupies be fucking up. Here's my thing. I posted within this post. This is what I said. And if, maybe if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And I said this. Even though she was a goofy, ain't he the same cat that got embarrassed and stuck up and lied about the video, lied about the shit till the video came out? Now, my point behind that was, even though this chick was a goofy, you know, she's standing out there, and you, those in the business know, you standing out there, you trying to get hooked up with a rapper. Maybe y'all might be boyfriend, girlfriend. Maybe y'all might fuck. Who knows, you know? But in her case, she was standing out there. She wasn't exactly in yet. She was standing outside. You know, it was a little curtain there, but, you know, it was pulled to the side. She's standing back there. 2 Chainz invites her ass in there, okay? So she invites her in. She was coming to see some dude that had an Instagram of her, they Instagram, whatever the fuck the case is, you know, this nigga invited her in. Now, my point is this. Don't throw fucking stones when your ass live in a fucking glass house, dude. You are a fucking joke. I mean, you got some shit where you rhyme and, you know, it's nursery school shit. You even said back in a while that, you know, you can really rhyme, but the shit you do is just for radio. Okay, cool, whatever. I ain't knocking your hustle, man. Everybody got a hustle. But at the same time, you going out of your way to embarrass some fucking body, man, when you yourself are a fucking embarrassment. We know she's a groupie. We get that. But if you really don't want her back there, why are you going out of your way to make fun of her situation? Because you really wouldn't happen when that pistol was in your face and your boy scattered and left your ass and you got him up, you know. So anyway, there was a young lady on there, and she replies to me. Difference between getting a gun stuck in your face and hoeing out versus just willfully off a pussy and playing yourself by being a damn hoe. We get it, they both ridiculous, worthy of wrist slitting, yet as a female, because she's not a womb man, she is the winner of Which One Is Worse Awards, hand down. Now, I kind of understood what she was saying, but I wasn't shitting on the girl. I was actually kind of defending her, not trying to save her, but defending her. My man sat up here and he scolds, okay, we ain't about pussy up in here, we about money. Okay, that's some gangster shit, that's some pimpish shit, whatever. But at the same time, you invite this chick to go in hard on her and humiliate her, for what? Why? That was my only question, why? If you really didn't want to be bothered, you could have left her at the door where she stood. So this woman, you know, she's asking me, you know, well, she's making it seem like I'm, you know, worried about dude, and I'm not worried about dude. What I'm really looking at is, why is you sitting over here signifying on this chick when you fucked up at the same time? Both of y'all some goofy, and I expressed that. I'm like, dude was a nobody before he really got picked up, you know, that riding around, I'm getting the shit, picked up. You know, he was virtually a nobody. He was out before nobody really knew who the fuck he was. He had his hits down south, but it was what it was. My point is, if you really don't want to be bothered and you don't want to fuck with nobody, why invite him to butt back in the first place to bother? Because I feel like this. If them niggas wasn't in the back room and it was just him and her, she'd be on her back and he'd be plowing her ass out. And all that other jokey joke shit you was doing, man, wouldn't even be necessary, dude. That's all I was saying. You sitting over here showing out and taking, you know, even though she was an idiot, I mean, they do that sometimes. But, you know, leave her alone, dude. What the fuck? You know, if the shit could have went another way, anything could have fucking happened. Leave her the fuck alone. So the young lady, I replied again, and she goes, you know, like I told her, if he didn't want to be bothered, why let it in? Dude is a walking contradiction. He said himself, they ain't about nothing but money. Let it be. You know, this woman comes in, wow, hit a dog, we'll holler. Where did you hit me? You didn't hit me at anything. I didn't holler about nothing. I thought, and your spelling, I ain't no damn Nazi, but I don't know, maybe you got a cell phone where you can't type correctly and the shit is auto, you know, doing. But anyway, I thought he asked, how did you get back here? Yeah, after you fucking invited her, he didn't ask how did you get back here. He asked, who are you here to see? I saw a totally different video. I don't know what you saw, but whatever. But anyway, then she goes in, side note, why are you hating, buddy? How am I hating on the man? I ain't hating on nobody. Clearly he liked, hence his record sales and money. What are you talking about? I didn't say anything about record sales or money that you don't like him. I didn't say I didn't like him. Don't entertain anything in association with him. Well, maybe you need to follow your own advice. And I'm sure he get way better bitches than Madame. I hate myself. Okay, that may be true, but these niggas will fuck anything. And I'll go into that later on. So maybe not the hole on her back thing. Clearly he wasn't high enough to go. You don't have to be high enough to go to fuck anybody, man. Them chicks come back there. They have their pick of who he want to fuck. I'm not. I've seen this shit firsthand, so he ain't got to be high, and he is pimping. But I'm trying to figure out how am I holding him or hating him, and you clearly holding him nothing by saying he is pimping, but you know, he's clearly worthless like that, but you saying, but he is pimping. I wouldn't fuck with no nigga like this that's so beneath my, this is a word, vibrational realm. I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. My point is you seem a little too aggy about a nigga who would never give a fuck about you. But at the same time, I would hope this nigga wouldn't give a fuck about me because I ain't gay. But, you know, I'm reading this shit, and I'm just like, okay. So she goes, why is that? I'm not aggy about it at all. You're not reading what I'm saying. I'm looking at how you broke this paragraph down. And I'm just like, what the fuck are you talking about? I think my brother's point behind this point is respect and love yourself. If you're talking about with Vice, it's talking about respect and love yourself. If that's what you're talking about as your brother, because I'm clearly not informed. My man said, see, this is how we do groupies. Groupies equals STDs. Groupies equals setups and getting robbed. I clearly don't see anything about him saying respect yourself. Okay, if that's what you saw, then maybe I'm dyslexic and you're intelligent. But anyway, that shit she owned and his gutter ass ain't where it's at. It's not about him, it's about her. I never made it about him. What I said was that if you really didn't want to be bothered by the groupie, and maybe I'm illogical on this. My name is Logical One, a.k.a. Brock Sampson. If you really don't want to be bothered with the motherfucking groupie or the thought or the yamp or the hoe, then why invite her back there to even fuck with her? Because if the shit would have went another way and if she really had any intelligence and caught on what the fuck was going on, if she'd have been like, fuck you, nigga, fuck you, nigga, fuck you, nigga, then it'd have been a different story, and then the motherfucker that was sitting there filming the shit would have been having evidence for somebody smacking her ass up. They were laughing at her and making a mockery out of her. I'm not trying to say any chick. I'm just pointing out that niggas that live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. Whether he had a gun in his face or whether or not, he's still a walking contradiction. The nigga a joke. And even, again, as I said, if them cats wouldn't have been in that room, she'd have been blowing this nigga or he'd have been fucking her. And all the jokes would have been void. Period. That's my point. It's not about her. It's not about him. It's two stupid fucking people, one dumber than the other one, that can't tell that you're being made a mockery of, and the other nigga, you sitting over here fucking with this chick instead of just saying, hey, get the fuck out. And the only motherfucker that had any common sense was the bodyguard when he told her, just go on and walk out that door. Now, if you want to see this shit, go on. It's on World Star Hip Hop, and it's on my page. Brock Gunny Sampson, man. Just click the link and look at the shit. You know, I laugh at a lot of shit, man, but I ain't got time to be throwing intellectual barbs at people. If you can't comprehend what I just put out and you steady trying to go at me like I'm hating on this nigga, I ain't got nothing to hate. I'd have met the nigga 3 or 4 times. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not interested in anything really that he's talking about. He's an intelligent dude, but like most motherfuckers get stupid when they around people and feel like they want to show out. That's all I'm saying. You feel me? So I'm just at a loss for words and everything. Now, I asked the chick to call the show, 718-766-4553, and speak your mind. You know, I'm not no ignorant ass dude. You know what I'm saying? But I'm also not listening to that bullshit that you spit out. So I ain't got the patience for that dumb shit. But anyway, you're welcome to call the show. I see my co-host ain't made it in yet. But, man, I'm going to play some music, man. I'm looking for my shit. And I'm going to hit y'all with this new Mobb Deep, taking you off here. And then I'm going to hit you with new Mobb Deep that's old Mobb Deep, but it was never released. And this one y'all probably going to like because the second one got Ghost, Ray, and Nas. So that's just shit I ain't never heard. Maybe I missed it. I don't know. But I'm going to hit you with this brand new shit. If you heard it here first, if you ain't heard it nowhere else, you most definitely heard it here first. Mobb Deep taking you off here.
Yeah. Yeah. Block the corridor. Call the coroner. The drama's over. Can't you feel the euphoria? A warrior. You cavalcade. Cornea and cornea. We don't play games. Never will we ever toy with you. Can't with you niggas. So my answer to niggas. Take him for a swim, throw his ass in the river. My lord, y'all bitches all fraud to me though. Never banged out, we launch torpedo. Niggas still on paper, he reports to P.O. Then jump in the lamb and we off to these shows. Play my cards right, never go see a hoe. Or catch me in the crib, compromise like, oh shit. Bitch, what you got me into? My goons will be here with the medical utensils like pop, 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 pop. You don't hear screams or you hear them shots. Taking you off here, say he gotta get got. Nigga violated so he gotta get got. Vaccinate nigga, get your body that shot. Handle that shit off top. Taking you off here, say he gotta get got. Nigga violated so he gotta get got. Vaccinate nigga, get your body that shot. Handle that shit off top. Look, I'm taking you off here.
Don't waste your business around me. Nigga bleed just like us. I flood the cold street with your hot blood. Was mad, now he's steaming. Your soul in limbo, right there on the cement. The ghost of a bitch ass nigga. Casper, nigga, I'm the worst demon you could ever ask for. Don't conjure me up. You burn in hell like I put a bomb to your truck. Insidious when I creep on a nigga, no. Machine got 3 dots, gunpowder lungs. Powerball money all rap. Baskin' in the lime green light. Come and get your ass whipped. On cameras, no tapping out on that concrete canvas. We don't do the body lock. Fuck a sleeper, hope you sleepy from a headshot. My gun don't premature nut. It busts at the exact time it's supposed to bust.
Taking you off it, say he gotta get got. Nigga violated so he gotta get got. Vaccinate nigga, get your body that shot. Handle that shit off top. Taking you off here, said he gotta get got. Nigga violated so he gotta get got. Vaccinate nigga, get your body that shot. Handle that shit off top. I'm taking you off here, say he gotta get got. Nigga violated so he gotta get got. Vaccinate nigga, get your body that shot. Handle that shit off top. Taking you off here. Said he gotta get got. Nigga violated so he gotta get got. Vaccinate nigga, get your body that shot. Handle that shit off top. I'm taking you off here.
son, your beef is mine. So long as the sunshine can light up the sky, we in this together, son, your beef is mine. As time goes by, an eye for an eye, we in this together, son, your beef is mine. So long as the sunshine can light up the sky, we in this together, son, your beef is mine. First of all, the foundation, money is the root of all evil. The cream of happy shitting on your people, living like Lotto, everything is everything. Ain't nothing changed but the clothes that my money bring. I'm making figures that I never thought possible. You try to slow me down, you find yourself in the hospital. My crew got the Army of Texas and the Macuras. Kid, you get your cap peeled backwards for years. I've been trying to blow for years, getting bent off my wet, spending G on beers, living life to the fullest. My story ends with a bullet, to the coke oil drop, to the bottom of the pot. My invincible crew will never stop. If you're looking, you can find me rising to the top. I'm a classic, approach my level and get your ass kicked. Floating in the river with your body wrapped in plastic. I'm trying to make a half a million, triple in size before my eyes. Another part of my team dies. I can still hear his voice while he up in the sky, while the rest still living steady, telling me lies. It's like a bad dream, and I can't wake up, but at the same time I love it and I can't give it up.
I got your life in arm's reach, with a slug for each and any. The clip is on up, I'm hitting till it's fucking empty. Presenting the hollow tip through, take heed to the message that we sending at you. Choking off your own blood, watch your face turn blue. Ain't that some shit, the damage that a bullet can do. Make you change the way you think, a nigga speed while you blinking. Too late on your way home, you left a trail leaking. I bet you next time you listen up while I'm speaking. Now you're laid up and I see you for the weekend. And at the same time I'm outside getting my thug on. The same eyes got my mind fucking bugging.
Time goes by and I for an eye, we in this together, son, your beef is mine.
So long as the sun shines and light up the sky, we in this together, son, your beef is mine.
A drug dealer's dream, stash cream, keys on a triple beam, 500 and sell green, 95 nickel gleam, condominium, thug dressed like a gentleman, tailor-made ostrich, Chanel for my women friend, murdering, numbers on your head while I'm burglaring, Shank is serving them, what's up to all my niggas swerving in New York metropolis, the bridge brings apocalypse, shoot at the clouds, feels like the holy beast is watching us, madman, my sanity is going like an hourglass, gun inside my bad hand, I slice trying to bag grams, I got hoes that used to milk you, niggas who could've killed you, it's down with my ill crew of psychos, Nas Escobar moving on your weak production, pumping corruption in the third world, we just bust.
My team's hot, collecting mad cream, we slingshots, my rings rock, icy like a fuck with a green drop, call me Santa, with more snow than Montana, camouflage Wu emblem on my bandana, play fair psych, never in a million these cats bite, folding under pressure like bitch shares, drug money, $100 nights plus kites around the way, burning jiggies on bikes, it's only right, 2 for $5, 95, 525, getting high, rewind glazes, mixtape niggas throwing eyes, check days, my whole crew making a sex spray, shooting Nina's off sideways, we know it pays.
As time goes by, an eye for an eye, we in this together, son, your beef is mine, so long as the sun shines and light up the sky, we in this together, son, your beef is mine.
Beat downs galore, kids walk away holding they jaws, wishing they had yours, stores, posters, flush, sneaker stores, balls be getting late, kid on whatever airlines, restroom style, courtesy from stewardess, the bitch wash mine, sell box nines, never been popped, knowledge bill shots, Israelis be hitting me, Bing's death made the store hot, jewels gleam, niggas beam, whole team label, Wally King, Goldie brought a pair, Chinese men dot him with the green, world's greatest, Las Vegas, paters, rap crusaders, casino champs, guard sport, the latest, today's man, fuck nothing but ass, take Christelle Bass, go half on his robbery, we run up on Johnny Cash, kids invincible, back to back, screws, woo is suspenseful, Ziggy Lynch, stocks are playing cool like a mint, like a night out, Whitey's calling neat, like a double date, how can get the shake, show a swine inside, hostess cake, yo my man, check the moral or get deaded, you bust a shot and that big bullet wasn't leaded, well, yeah.
An eye for an eye, we in this together, son, your beef is mine, so long as the sun shines and light up the sky, we in this together, son, your beef is mine.
Time goes by, an eye for an eye, we in this together, son,
your beef is mine, so long as the sun shines and light up the sky, we in this together, son, your beef is mine.
Fuck that, the Hennessy got my mind flipping, keep it short and sweet, we're rough, no shame. About to do our thing. Mobb Deep representing in the 9-10.
Well, goddamn. 6 minutes and 47 seconds on that motherfucker. Goddamn. Yeah, that was Mobb Deep, I-4-9, Ghost Ray, and Nas. And then something off the new album. Both of them off the new album, actually. Mobb Deep taking you off here. Man, they will be touring this summer, apparently. Well, they still are touring. I guess it started early January. And right now, from the looks of it, they are at... They're in Denver. Yeah, they're in Denver right now tonight. So anybody, what's this? Saturday. Today ain't fucking Saturday. Something wrong with that. Maybe I'm reading wrong. Oh, no, I'm a month ahead. I apologize. They are in currently Alliston, Massachusetts at the Brighton Music Hall. Tomorrow they'll be in D.C. The 28th they'll be in Philly. And they got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There's a lot of stops, goddammit. I ain't counting all that shit. But there's a lot of stops, man. So if you want to check them out, man, go on All Hip Hop. Not All Hip Hop, I'm sorry, HipHopSite.com. Not even HipHopSite.com. Man, what the fuck am I doing? HipHop DX. And you can see a listing of where they will be at. Chicagoans, they'll be at Abby's Pub May 2nd. 2014, y'all know I'm going to be there with the camera, so I'm taking pictures of that shit. I will be in the building for that. The tracks, man, let's see, it's a double CD, new album, and the 1994 sessions. And, oh, hold on, we got a call. I apologize. Hold on. Nigeria Radio, who's calling?
You think it is, baby boy? Survive.
What's up, boy? I ain't think he's gonna make it, man. You over there playing that old nice and smooth back there.
So what's happening, man?
I was going in about the... I just played some of one track off the new Mobb Deep album, and then I played one off the second CD for the 1994 Infamous Sessions. And I must say that that track did sound 1994-ish, too. It was a dope track, don't get me wrong, but you could tell the subtle differences between, you know, shit today and how shit used to really beat back then, man. So, yeah, that was a pretty dope thing. I got the whole CD, both CDs, man. So I ain't going to play the whole thing because it ain't due to come out till April 1st. But I just gave y'all a little taste, man, what that shit's going to be like. So it's pretty dope, man. And they will be here at Abby's Pub in May. What is that?
Oh, man.
May the 2nd. Yeah, I'm going to that one, Joe. So it's on. I'm going. Friday, I'm still debating. Marsha Ambrosius and MC Light are going to be here at the Shrine. I'm debating if I really want to go. I actually want to see Marsha, but I really want to see MC Light, but she ain't doing shit. She's actually going to be DJing. So, knowing how the Shrine is, you know, Marsha will probably be up there for real quick. And then, you know, MC Light is supposed to DJ the rest of the night away, at least till 2 o'clock. And, you know, I might slide through there, man, take a couple of pictures, man, and get some shots, maybe get it assigned my Dilla t-shirt, and keep it moving, you know. There's a lot of shit happening, though. I've noticed in Chicago, man, the Metro has been doing some shit, man. This new spot called the Paris out here, man. Best offer on the north side somewhere. It's near downtown Chicago, but it's like right before you hit the north side. Well, I came see it right before you hit the north side. It's downtown Chicago. It's called the Paris Club. But they had DJ Dazzy Jeff there, I believe, last night. So, last night, or maybe tonight, man. I got to look and see, man. My shit is so fucked up right now. But, yeah, man, that's what's popping, man. We supposed to have CL Smooth tonight. So, we going to see what happens. And hopefully he'll show up, man. You know?
Great,
what you over there? Yeah, what you cooking over there, though, man?
I'm over here on the ones and twos, man. You know, enjoying some nice and smooth chopping up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of sex, Dizzy Gillespie did not play a sax.
No, he really didn't. He didn't. That's one of them Greg Nice euphemisms right there. He'd be making up shit as he goes.
Yeah, man.
He
got it. Like, Dizzy Gillespie, what?
Yeah, man. That's one of the unknown hip hop secrets right there. Most cats don't really know about. You don't pay attention to it unless you really pay attention to it. So a lot of people don't know about that. But
what's been the word on you, man? I ain't talked to you in a while, man. I was running, trying to get to the turntable stuff hooked up, man, because I got in a smooth B mood, you know, and I was like, man, let me go grab some of this stuff, man, because you know he was always the guy to come in second on every song. Every damn song, it seemed like. So that was that. Some nice stuff coming up in the shadows. Belly Fresh and all that stuff.
You familiar with them now, right? They got a little something coming up soon, too, if I'm not mistaken, man. For those who don't know them now, that was one of Chicago's underground hip-hop crews and shit, man. B-Boy and Breakin'.
Yeah. Yeah, my
Twilight song. Yeah, so yeah, they got a little party coming up, and I may swing by and take a couple shots, man. I need to look it up because I'm not in front of it right now, but I believe it's next weekend, either next weekend or this weekend. I got to look it up again and see, man, because I had they had a flyer actually online and on Facebook. You know, Facebook have everything, man. You see motherfuckers getting executed, everything on Facebook. So,
man, I might have to find some kind of way to jump in your trunk or something. Shit, I got to see that.
Yeah, I'm looking for the flyer. It was in my... Don't fucking send me the shit, man. I spoke on it. I even tried to post it, man, because I said I was going to this shit, man. Let me see. Maybe it's on my page, man. Let me look and see here. Anyway, yeah, that's what's going on. So if you're in Chicago, man, come check out MC Light DJing. It seems to be the thing now, man. A lot of MCs, man, breaking it down and going to DJing now to make the ends meet. I saw this joint you posted with Erykah Badu, man, talking that shit from them nuns or whatever the hell she was doing, man. But, yeah, I'm just like, where the fuck is the shit at, man? I'm looking. Oh, man, did you see that shit I posted on about Mike Vick, man? How they still fucking with this cat?
Yeah. Man, tell me how they gonna put a damn dog's life. Well, everyone already get that debate about the dog being more important than the human's life, and I understand that people who disregard nature's importance, but at the same time, you think like, okay, the man paid his price for it, he apologized for it, he even joined a society against it, and all that other stuff, and yet you still come with this banter on Twitter about the man, you know what I'm saying?
Man, like I said, dude, man.
He making money and all that old crazy stuff. I don't know the politics or the logistics.
I look at it like this. Dude did his time. He did, I forget how many years he did for that shit, but he did his time. The client, you know, he signed up for a whole bunch of other shit. He joins pet groups and stuff like that, man. I'm not here to say that a dog's life is meaningless and, you know, they should be treated like dogs or treat animals like shit. But at the same time, I mean, all God's creatures are worth something, man. But, I mean, at the same time, you know, leave a man alone. He paid his debt to society. Leave him alone. And these are the same people that when you tell them, and I posted this shit, when you tell them to let it go, they be quick to rebuttal and be like, well, maybe y'all should let slavery go. They'll, right. quick, they'll turn that shit around quick to the motherfucker. Well, maybe y'all should let... I don't think anything that Michael Vick has done is affecting me today. You know what I'm saying? That shit was 3 years old, 300 years old, maybe longer than that, you know. But even still, it still affects me today because the struggle is still real. And, you know, I saw that shit, man. I was just like, wow, they still fucking with this cat, man. And, you know, that ain't cool, man. Leave that dude alone, man. He paid his debt, man. But anyway, as you was asking about that joint, man, it's Saturday, March 29th. Lacuna Artist Loft. I've never heard of this joint. 2150 South Canal Port, Chicago, Illinois. Twilight Tone going to be there. DJ X-Ray going to be there. And, yeah, I don't know what the cover charge
don't
is.
Don't fly it, man. Where's the flight? Man,
go on my page, man. Go on my page.
We coming VIP, man, with paraphernalia.
Man, we do it up, man. You know, I'm posting the shit now, man. I had a lot of shit this weekend, man. I'm expecting to be doing a lot of shit.
Our necks. Like, hey,
I was
going to
go take pictures anyway.
My camera is too big to be paying, man.
That's
walking there with
feels.
A street TMZ camera on my neck.
Walking around there with a big ass fucking Polaroid or some shit.
Like, hey, man. I'm like, this is not your head. If we ain't getting in, you're probably dead.
That's what's up. All right, man. I got some more shit here for y'all tonight, man. I don't want to keep y'all sleeping.
Let me turn these off here.
Man, Black Milk released another album out. I played some of the shit last weekend, but I'm gonna bless y'all again with some more shit. I'm gonna hit you with this Black Milk One for Damn featuring Fat Ray. And then I'm going to hit you with some more shit. So I'm going to hit you with two. So I like Dirt Bells, man. That shit is dope. So I'm going to hit you with two. So we're going to come back. Y'all going to listen to this. I'm going to hit you with Dirt Bells first. Now you hit.
Is an introduction really necessary for someone we all know so well?
They sleeping on them hard, yo, they sleeping on them. Used to dream about, think about the long road. Backseat limos to award shows. Hitting off such and such, hanging out with so and so. Yeah, a taste of that glamour. He don't even miss it, so it don't even matter. Rather sit down and listen. Why? Writing a letter to the fam like I miss them. I ain't been around, rarely see them. Yeah, it's been a while out here on this road. If they only knew that I'm out here doing it for them. From state to state, straining these vocal cords from screaming on these mics at fans till I see hands every night. Automatic when they see me, autographs on the CD since 2005 on the rise, moving freely. So to the loved ones that's broken hearted, before I depart this planet, gotta finish what I started.
Melody is rare. But right now, all around us, and so compelling you never miss the fact there's no melody.
yeah, funky line ripper, Henny line tipper, mini rhyme flipper, 9 to 5 quitter, you the type out of sight, out of mind, nigga. I'm the type dynamite, got a dime with him, or a 9 with him, the rap stay nasty, your white girl stripper, white line sniffer, every line in them give them suicide jitters, flow turn real spitters in the wrist splitters. From a city of real killers that don't see a lot of sunshine like Bill Withers. Old people live, but kids get killed quicker. Chance of seeing age 30 got real slimmer. The block still filled with the drug dealers, pimps, hoes, and wig splitters. Lot of real sinners. Old guard and go hard like old dog on film, a real menace.
Drugs. Yeah, yeah, Ray got the Girl Scout smoking. Right back rolling with the rap Joe Rogan. It's fat and black nigga, the Cadillac emblem, the crisscross, Daddy Mac Nichols, scrap nigga. Clap pistols and act ignorant, conduct business to get riches like Gil Simpson. The coalition, we in the kitchen with a quarter chicken, water whipping, the whole track can snip it, fat shipping. Niggas shoot like Blake Griffin, or 8 ripping, pull strings like Jim Hendrix. Niggas went from Paul Pimpin to Olympians, and we Timberlands the real gremlins. And the beat goes like a wolf in sheep's clothes. I peep little bows, we eat the street cold. The beast mode, the cheese, Belisi mode, me bro.
You a seat, matter of fact, take several, park it like valet, page is the operator writing his valet, if your taste is exquisite, then maybe you make a visit to a place where you can get it, support it, and make a difference, that's of course, only if the recorder remain consistent, and you make a straight line to the store, the shortest distance, to travel the globe, over the rainbow, the pot of gold, my career's to the point where I've learned to enjoy the road. Take a flick in front of famous cathedrals, sip mojitos on the beaches of Rio with Barbito. Mardi Gras and sweets with Von Tigolo. Stop the currency crib for some extra loud pistol blow.
Yep.
Hit this G-Pan, the smoke digital. If I diss niggas, no subliminal, no cynical rap. Say I'm off beat, slow criminal. Y'all niggas just beat off with no centerfold. Y'all niggas sourcing in some dinner rolls. Say, all these fake niggas been exposed. You break it down like
one time for your mind, baby.
Break it down like, yeah, I come
come through, gear pressure. Flows tighter than clothes in the queer dresser. What have you leap from a pier? I call it peer pressure. You've been hoaxed, tell your kinfolks. I give beats, heart attacks, pin strokes, flare poison pencils. Turn anthems to lullabies and lobotomize instrumentals. You traumatized, so you stop tears stalling. Is it wrong? I make the song cry to get the top tier falling. Don't voice them swag to death. I'm badass to the white kids bagging meth. I spit fire, you just got the dragon breath. Your ex off the rag and F. Luckily, I had a magnum left. I pointed right where thong at, and not the loose and like Dr. Seuss. I gave the cat the long hat and shift the bed, but just skip instead. It was pointing the infrared at an infant head, and that's a bad look. Like on the nights when your dad cooked, wishing he had took culinary course with a grad book. Fucking sorry flows in your sad hook. I'm still glad that you man shook. Elza, Elza.
You break it down like
one time for your mind, baby. One time for your mind.
Break it down like
new tickle, new tickle, new tickle. Yo, the audio controller, 12-bar cardio, rap game, Giorgio Moroder, Tigger, told ya, I sold you through the coldest winners, now the jeans sitting right where they supposed to fit them, the battlefield ain't for no beginners, not bragging, that's sad to be clear, go on grab you a chair, whether she dark skin or Vanity Fair, give me a chick rocking natural hair with red roses in them, and I'm an animal, nah, I'm an animal, oops, I mean honorable, giving you niggas what you paid for, I lay law like Derek and the Dominoes, play your position with me, calling the honorable. Test me, God bless your soul. I'm bugging out, call pest control. Nigga bombing to the west coast, eating wontons with crondons, screaming fuck one time for one Sonimo. We should've did this shit a long time ago, cause every single line, every rhyme I wrote is nothing but that schedule true opiate stimulants. Yeah, nigga, all kinds of dope. I'm Lang son, meet Lang son. Don't need a track for that bottom feet of rap. You niggas is plankton, a AK to a paint gun. Competition, nigga, it ain't none. At all.
At all.
Oh. One time for your mind, baby. One time for your mind, baby. One time for your mind, baby. One time for your mind, baby.
One of the gems that came out this year, Ninth Wonder premise, Jamila is the squad. And that came out actually, man, about month ago, man. And the whole album, man, has been totally slept on. I ain't really heard nobody playing this shit, to be perfectly honest with you. The album is like 24 songs deep, man. You got Pete Rock, you got Rhapsody, you got Master Killer, Talib, Elzive, Blue. All these cats on here, man, and ain't nobody really picked this jump up. Big Remo, man, you know, a lot of Buckshot on this motherfucker, man. And ain't nobody picked this up yet, man. I ain't heard nobody really talk about this album, man. And I've been playing little bits and pieces off it. That's one. You know, I've been playing some of Rhapsody shit. It's got cool production on it, man. And cats are sleeping, man. That's one album that it came out. Before that, like I said, I was going to hit you with Black Milk. That first joint, man, Dirty Bells, that's my shit, man. I'm looking for the acapella, well, the instrumental for that. So I could throw that on my ringtone, man, because I like the bells, man. That shit was dope. And the second part was him and Fat Boy. I believe that cat is from Detroit, man. You know, he hails from Detroit. That's another album that came out, as a matter of fact, this month. And niggas sleeping on it. Black Milk, Glitches in the Break. Pick that up. Y'all going to be sleeping on that Freddie Gibbs and Madlib when that come out. Pinata. Y'all sleeping on that, man. Y'all fucking up, man. 2014 already in effect, man. Y'all missing out on shit already, man. Black Poet quietly came out. That's Primo Boy, man. Talib Kweli, Gravitas, that came out. Prince Poe, Animal Serum. Y'all slipping, man. Blue, Amazing Soul, you know. J.J. Doom, Bookhead, man. A whole bunch of shit that came out. Ray and West. Ray West and O.C., Rage Cafe, Clear Soul Forces. It actually came out last year, but still, you know, it's a lot of shit that dropped already, and y'all missing out, man. Trying to tell you. Cop them shits, Joe. Anyway, we back, man. We still waiting on CL to kick in. I have some more music for y'all, but I ain't going to go into it right now, man. Don't hold back. No, man, recently 50 Cent, I'm waiting on his album to drop, man. He's got his album getting ready to kick out. And I played a little bit off of it last week, so if you missed it, go check it out. I played a little bit. It's actually, man, it's going to be a stable album. I'll just put it to you like that, man. It's bringing some hip-hop, you know, shit that I guess Jimmy Iovine and them over there at Interscope, you know, wouldn't let a motherfucker breathe, man. You know, I believe a lot of it has to do because they was pissy, man, with his headphones, you know. Dude came out with his own line of headphones. You know, that's 50-ass, you know, always doing some shit. But he came out with his own line of headphones, and, you know, Dre had beats, and Iovine had a stake in beats. And, you know, my man was basically on, you know, in an interview, basically saying that, you know, he would do videos and shit, and they would blur out his headphones, the logo of his headphone, SMS Audio, and they would blur them out and shit, and, you know, blurt out the like, he's wearing a hat, they would blurt out the fucking logo, and all type of stupid shit, man. I'm just like, man, it's enough money for everybody to make, every, you know, some type of bread. But at the same time, man, I mean, me as a consumer, man, ain't none of them headphones really worth what they're asking you for. Beats is just loud. I mean, it's headphones 10 times better than Beats, man. And, you know, just because it's from Dre and shit like that, man, Cash went out and bought them motherfuckers, man. But I mean, that's neither here nor there. That's apples to oranges. But anyway, yeah, you know, I think that's part of the reason why he was having such a hard time, you know, getting his music out there, you know. And then with the whole Steve Stout shit, you know, talking shit, trying to push his book, and all type of stupid shit, man. Like I said last week, man, 50 going to be all right, man. That cat got his little paper, man. He doing what he do. Might not never see a G-Unit reunion. You know, niggas got animosity. But it's just strange to me how these cash men just go in and, you know, just try to undercut motherfuckers, man. You know, it's room for everybody, dude. Let a nigga breathe, you know. It's money out there. For y'all expecting Remy Ma to be out June 1st of the day. She'll be back. So Fat Joe and his squad, man, you know, First Lady of their crew, man, Terror Squad, she'll be out of jail, man, on the first, man. And, you know, niggas already blowing up the interwebs, you know, talking about she's going to take out Nicki Minaj. But I'm in the frame of mind like this. No disrespect to, you know, old girl, Remy. But Nicki is already popped. You know, she done crossed over on both sides and shit. You just getting out, man. You're going to have some hell of a production and a machine behind you to kick that shit going, man. I mean, she got some rhymes and shit, but I mean, and I hate to say it, but I hope she really can fuck with Nicki Minaj, man, and breathe some new life into the female MC category, man, because it's kind of fucked up that she wins an award and there's so many other Jean Grey, you know, Rapsy, all these other females out here, man, is grinding and shit, and she wins, you know. And, you know, I guess probably would help if they dropped the album too. Lil' Kim fucked up. She ain't dropped no album. But, I mean, there's still other people out there, man, that she can't hold a candle to, you know. So we're going to see what Remy Ma going to do when she finally, you know, is free. And we're looking at that coming June 1st, man, for her. She's been in there for almost 6 years, man. Shit, goddamn. That's the price you pay, man, for shooting your best friend, man. I'm going to shoot your ass, Divine, to see how many years they give me.
Coming out with a record and a movie and a book.
Man, you got to do something in this day and age, man. Other stuff. De La Soul, man, silently released a mixtape download. I didn't even know, man. I happened to catch it on Hip Hop DX. And one of my guys notified me about it, man. But it's an 11-track mixtape, and it features previously released De La Soul vocals over beats from J Dilla. You know, I ain't mad at him, man. You know, they got to help Mar Dukes out, man, and keep that man's legacy alive, man. I'm sure he's got, like, plenty of instrumentals just laying around that ain't nobody heard and shit, man, because niggas was so scavenging his shit, man, when he passed and doing, you know, tracks over his shit, man. So they were straight up scavenging the dude's his legacy, man. You know, he's got kids, You know, they got my Dukes over there, man. So I hope they do something cool with his instrumentals, man. You know, so I got the download. I haven't uploaded it today, but you guys will hear it next weekend. I give y'all a blessing on that, and you know, see what's up with De La. Also, in De La Soul News, man, they got vinyl on it. So all you vinyl collectors, man, look for that shit. I'm gonna be looking for it. It's called De La Soul and Jay Dilla, Smell the Daisies, The Inner Soul of Yancey. Looks to have, I want to say, maybe 11 tracks. I actually heard one of them, number 11, the Marvin Jaye joint. It's called Marvin Jaye. Again, it's a play on Marvin Gaye, but they took the G out, put the J in. Anyway, yeah, I heard that joint. It's pretty smooth, man. I mean, you know, it's acapellas with instrumentals and shit. MF Doom does it all the time, you know. But, yeah, you know, support that shit, man. Help out my dudes and his shorty, man, and support that shit. Also, get that Yancey Boys, man. Y'all sleeping on that shit, man. Go pick that shit up, man. I mean, you know, I know a lot of cats, man, get out here, man, and they want to hear some hardcore trap shit and, you know, bullshit. But... oh, man. Oh, so I got something to talk to y'all about, too, man. And this shit popped up on Facebook a couple of days ago, too. But anyway, yeah, you're going to support some shit, man. Stop going out here and spending. Listen, open up your mind, man, and listen to something fucking new, something different, man. Anyway, off of that shit, I want to talk about some other shit, man. I saw, actually, it was a Monday. I don't know if you saw it, Divine, man, but, there's this video that I ain't going to ever post it on my page, man, because I'm too homophobic. But there's this one video going on called Boy Pussy.
Oh, pop that boy crap.
You seen it? You seen that motherfucker?
Yeah, I saw it. Unfortunately, my iPad almost melted. But,
man, somebody posted that shit, man. Got through 15 seconds.
It's not going to jump through the screen and do anything to my heterosexual life, but it's crazy, man, because he has the same exploitive lyrics that men have said about women, but talking to a gay crowd, I'm assuming.
Like I said, like you missed last week, man, I was talking about these cats wearing skirts and shit like that. Trying to be in nobody's personal business, man. If you want to suck a dick, don't suck a dick. That's your personal business. I don't care, man, but don't push that shit off on me. I don't want to see your video, none of that shit, man. And it ain't got nothing to do with me being racist.
That dude is, I can't even use any of the hip-hop analogies. I can't say he going in.
he trying to go in, man, but the damn title fucked me up, man. Boy Pussy. So that's what y'all boy pussy.
First of all, the same boy pussy is a contradiction anyway. He needs an anatomy class. There is no damn such thing as boy pussy. He's looking for asshole. That's what he needs to say in that song. I'm looking for asshole. That's what he needs to say. None of that old extra metaphoric, make it sound good, and have everybody saying that crap on the low. No. Say what you're looking for, man. Don't get that damn song.
I mean, but you know what? Like I said, man, the whole music industry has always been, you know, behind back doors homosexual and shit. And that's some, the shit that he's on, that's some Atlanta shit. I mean, homosexuality is everywhere, but that's some Atlanta shit, man. You know, that's some shit they do down there.
I'm not
going to
put it on that town, but...
I ain't going to put it on the whole town, but that's the shit
LA,
you see.
Miami, Chicago.
It's in L.A. but, too. The whole boy pussy concept, man, that shit is strong down there, man. Them motherfuckers is out doing their thing, man, and they trying to put... I don't even want my kid to see that fucking video, man. It's not that she would ever...
Once something ignorantly gets posted, man, it's going to go viral.
It already has. Yeah. I I mean, I saw like four, and I mostly seen females posting the shit up. Because any sane dude ain't going to post that shit up on their page, man. That's a questionable thing. I understand you trying to get motherfuckers aware of it, but I ain't posting that shit on there. That's questionable, man. You know, that's some questionable shit. No, I ain't gay, but I'm not going to solidify that shit. I'm not going to post that shit, man. Like we were talking, something else we were talking about on the book, man, and you know, if you chimed in on it, it was like because people keep posting it up. And then I thought about it. I was like, yeah, he right, because, you know, the motherfuckers talking, but they still posting the shit up. And we get the Zimmerman shit. That's what we was talking about, the fight. And, you know, motherfuckers kept posting the shit up, you know, about it like it was really going to happen. And it's like, yeah, if you keep posting the shit and giving the motherfuckers some play, man, yeah, you're going to see it. Like you said, it's going to go viral. Other motherfuckers going to see it. But, you know, it ain't in this generation's nature to be like, I ain't posting this shit. You know, because like I said earlier, man, I sit here and I look at some of the shit, you know, posted online, man, you know, the ignorance and shit. And some of that shit I look at, some of that shit I just shake my head and be like, damn, you know, fucked up. But, yeah, man, that shit killed me, man, that boy pussy shit, man. That shit was just awful, man. We are in the end of days, man, for real. That shit was fucking horrible. And, you know, I'm mad at myself that I even sat there and took 15 seconds of my day to look at that shit, man. That shit was crazy.
No.
But yeah, man, that's what's popping.
I'm over here online checking out R. Kelly in his tunic, dress, skirt, whatever you want to call it.
Man. I talked about that shit last week, too, man, with these cats. And these. Let me tell you something, man. I'm going to say it again, if you're not from Ireland, Scotland, whatever, if you ain't a fucking pharaoh back in them days, you ain't supposed to be wearing that shit, man. I mean, let's keep it real, man. You know, Kanye came out with the little black kilt and the black socks and the black shoes and shit, and motherfuckers lost their damn mind, dude, and they classified that shit under fashion. That ain't fucking fashion, man. That's homophobic shit, man. That's taking away your masculinity, man, by saying, hey, it's okay to wear this shit because you still a man, but you in girl shit. You know? I mean, if people don't agree with it, I understand. You ain't got to agree with me. I ain't the motherfucking authority on it. But that's just not my cup of tea, man. I ain't wearing no jeggings. I ain't wearing no motherfucking kilt. You know what I'm saying? It's you know, and when Lord Jamar went in on Marlon Wayans about the shit, man, you know, that was the only thing he could really say. You know, it's fashion. Just because it's fashion doesn't mean it's good fashion. It doesn't mean everybody's supposed to wear it. That's just like with Chris Cross and the motherfucking backward pants shit. That was good for a fucking, you know, gimmick. But then motherfuckers came out wearing their shit backwards. Looking stupid.
Yeah.
Right. Colors.
It kind of gives me a headache because we get confused, right? Because there was the minimum amount of sagging or a lot of sagging. We were baggy in our sagging. Then they came up with these tight pants, pulled down. They have a belt in the pants and still got their pants under their boxer shorts. The boxer shorts at the top of the pants are wider than the pants that are sagging. So it's, man, everything is a fashion statement now. So pop icons refuse to admit that it's a publicity stunt, you know? Instead of just saying, hey, man, I don't know nothing about no tunics. I don't know anything about none of that. I'm doing this because some publicist told me it was a trend and my wardrobe presented it to me, told me it would get a lot of fan hits, and that's what I got. And then something like that. And then we can move on from the hilarious stunt, you know?
Yeah, I guess that's what
Omar Epps, he didn't even look proud, dude. When he had that mess on, they told him to stand up. That fool stood up with a body all crunched over. I didn't see that pride. If that was a warrior, Zulu warrior representation, I did not see that in his stature, you know? I didn't see it.
I didn't even see the whole segment that he was on, man. But, you know, like I said, man, you know, to each their own, man. But as not myself, me, I can't speak for everybody else. I don't see any fashion statement being made at all, other than you have been had your mask. You've had your manhood just ripped from you because you're trying to be a fashion plate, man. And Dave Chappelle said it best, man. They gonna always try to put your ass in a fucking dress. And these idiots are doing it for the sake of fashion. It ain't fucking fashion, man. I'm not against trying different things, but when it has to do with me wearing a bra and some fucking panties and shit, no, I'm not trying to do it, Chief. It ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen. And I have nothing against homosexuals, man. You know, I know a lot of them motherfuckers, man. I used to DJ back in the day and do house music, man, and I know a lot of them motherfuckers, man. But I ain't with your style, dude. And I'm not going to be fooled into thinking that your fashion is fashionable for me. I'm going to wear some motherfucking straight leg ass jeans, loose fitting, so my nuts can breathe, boxes, and I ain't wearing no tight ass tank top. I ain't wearing no motherfucking leggings. Leggings are for women. I ain't no ballerina dancer. That's for them. You know, and that's just how I feel about it, man. Hate me for it or whatever. If I'm closed-minded for it, I'm closed-minded for it. But you ain't fooling me with that bullshit. I'm good with it, man. I'm good. But, yeah, man, that we talked about that shit last week. We had a little session apparently today about it, man. Man, I got some Ghostface, man, I want y'all. Now, you know what? I want you to hear this Prince Poe, man. I'm going to play some more new shit today, man. I want you to hear this Prince Poe and Sadat X. Again, I played this shit last week, but if you didn't hear it, you're going to hear it again today. Sadat X, man, I have to say, 2013, he quietly slipped the album out. He's been on R.A. the Rugged Man's album. A lot of motherfuckers slept on that shit. Dude, has been steady with his shit, you know. So, man, you know, and they will be here in May, as a matter of fact, at the Shrine, Grant Brand Nubian. If y'all don't know, in Chicago, go check them out. They will be at the fucking Shrine. MC8 is going to make a fucking appearance. As a matter of fact, I got to talk to Mr. Greenweed because I was kind of influential in getting that shit happening. That motherfucker didn't even call me and tell me, man, that MC8 was showing up, man. So I'm about to drop kick his ass, man. But yes, you know, it's a lot of hip-hop shows coming. Just found out Outkast going to be out here at Lollapalooza, man. I would only go just to see Outkast, be honest with you, because I ain't really too much interested in Eminem. Seen them, done that, been there, you know. I want to see Outkast. This is probably the last time you're going to see them motherfuckers ever jam together. Ever, you know, depending on if this tour that they're on for these big concerts, you know, does something, you know, then they might, you know, get some money from it. But, yeah. Anyway, long story short. Yeah, I'm going to let y'all hear this Prince Poe wavy. And not it.
German. Still keeping it spicy, baby.
Paris.
Jungle, and I'm a whole different animal. Most endangered species, nah nigga compatible. Humans try to reach these, depends what their hands like. Sewer rats want mean cheese, call me Splinter Vanderite. Slick Rick, quick pick, playing strategic. Flip a lick, dip sick, laying until I read it. Problems are small and made to be solved, that's true glory. When I'm involved, it's all big business, true story. With 50 angles with shrewd fellas to shine with me. Strictly Kangles, new eras in 5950s. Killing with the linen, rocking the matching fedora. Chilling the Yemen, swimming with dolphins in Bora Bora. Good food for your sexual appetite. Ma, here's a hood groove, blessing just for acting right. Lapping up your kitty pop, happy with my strong arm. Poppy had a ditty bop, long before Sean John. Forever spicy like jalapenos in Texas Creek. Never been like me to dumb it down, going extra sweet. Straight funk like Lava D Apollo. Earthquake to Trump, making you ride that Rollo. Shaking your shoulders, shaking through the city. Mommy shaking with a girlfriend, shaking a little titty. Hands up cool, respectfully nasty. Pose and stand up, do you be blessed. If you have me, your ex will stay next. Keeping it wavy. Wavy. You know every time I come through, it's crazy. Didn't want to do it to them, but they made me. Wavy.
feeling good, looking good, staying good.
Look at that. You ever got bathed in Brazil by two bad bitches that'll make time still? The opportunity hawker, you stuck on the pavement. You take the road to slave with, your name is no imprint. Shit, I didn't envy. Know how to find an angle though, let a dollar dangle. No spectacular, more lives than Dracula. Ad shows, you get exposed. Keep all your ex-hoes, Jesus won't roll the stone away. Come to my going away, I'm back on the bird to a land you never heard. Where's your passport? Land dweller, hand-to-hand seller, not God. Riding waves if you down with this hoe. We hitting blogs, need a blog, freak the flyer. South of France in the summertime is fire. We party off the flyer, same old lane. Lord God gave us foreign box in the croissant. In Euro, the God is in Euro.
Wavy, wavy. You know every time I come through it's crazy. Didn't wanna do it to them, but they made me. Wavy, wavy.
Yeah, formula, y'all. No, no formula, y'all. I just travel, yo. Keep myself right, mentally, physically. Oh, you know what it is. I'm all over. You ask where I'm at, I'm all over. Passport stamp. Let them know, bro.
Out here we still are, keeping it wavy. Lacking substance. Too many cats. Why do they? The grid. Everyone seems to claim. Bullshit it is. Bragging and popping shit is all they do.
We are the D.O.D. And we came to rob the spot. Like Iron Man stars. They be the illest MCs in the world today. Cabaret, Quan, and the RZA. Listen to them clear and put the box right near your ear. Light your blunts and down your beer. Cause you can never fuck with who think you love me.
Say peace to cats who rock Mac, knowledge is street astrologists, light up the mic, guard knowledge, slot joints, the character points, Corolla, Motorola, Hola, play it guard, he pack over the shoulder, chrome tank, play it like Yanks, check the franchise, front on my guys, my enterprise, slash many lives, repeller fakes like reflectors, he has sugar in his ear, in his last crack career, we can can him, manhandle him, if you wanna run in his cribble, get ditto, skate like a limo, and jet to the fly to state, relate, take a break, break down the ape and then wait, drop it like Drake. Thug, baby, bowing and screwing. We canoe and claim they doing the same shit we doing. Fuck the union, it's the same style. With the trainer board, jump the turnstile. On the alley, try to challenge guard for the new bounce. Especially that aluminum bat in the act. Relax, laid back, sell a grenade a day. It pays black. The Mac 10 flex, white cats like Windex. Index, finger be sore, busting these fly scraps. The Wally Kim count crazily grins. Provide plans, laying with my bitches and my mans. The Lex plans, we losing them. Jet to the stash and now Jerusalem. Abusing them, rocking his jewels like we using them. Low pro. Star, seven thick waves, rock polar, roll with the older guard, build with the sun and the star.
Turnpikes, robbing niggas for levers, like swiping on dirt bike. Voicey mellow like Von Harper, radio barber. Murder sleepaway camp, the fly lady champ, the arsonist who burn with his pen regardless. Slaying all these earthlings and fake foreigners in the Philippines. Pick herbal bees, bubbling strings, bright chemical cream. We burn kerosene. The conviction of my tape is rape wicked like Nixon. Long heads inscriptions with 3 6s and kiss the pyramid. Experiment with high explosive. I slap box with Jesus, lick shots at Joseph. Zooming like binoculars, the rap racksmith. Money's Rolex was rockless, chef rack top spotless. I'm Iron Man, no D-Cats metal, I'm still alloy. True identity hitting inside, secret tabloids. Brief oxygen, both sides of my jaw carry oxygen. Distract it like a bed. bangers in 100-wide boxes. No jocks when these cash for little JP Delian. Sip Irish my style of weed Delian.
Move rounds like retail, make sure shit sell. For where we at, some amazing.
My slang kills my best bills. What up, Lil's? Murder one done. Killer beast done. Got two back home, son. My technique is slang can't one. Third platoon soon. Crystal bottles, cages of boom. Poppy wardrobes and man had a big dick style. Beware goons. Smuggle balloons. Lorna dunes and fat pussy wounds. Let the guard fill. Pull the grill. Check out the man's skill. Top secret technique. Too hard for you to peep it and keep it. Sticky style of rap and watch a knock on slang sweeper. Out of order. Take recorder. Can't record my slaughter. Spoil the rotten genre. Too good to be forgotten. Hot top notch. Borderline rhymes of Hancock. 96, my ill sound class is still hot. Get yourself shot.
Ghostface, Daytona 500, that Bob James Nautilus break right there. And Shay Shay La Ghost. I kind of think that track, man, was forced on, man. It kind of felt like it fit, but it kind of really didn't sound like it fit. It sounded like they were kind of forced on. But it's Ghostface. That dude is one of the hardest working members of the Wu-Tang, between him and Raekwon. And Ghost is leading with the albums, man. I mean, dude puts out an album just about every year, you know, just about. One at the beginning, and then shit, sometimes he surprised you with a mixtape or some shit. But dude is the James Brown of the Wu-Tang. Him, Ray, shit, him and Ray got the most albums out of all of them, to be perfectly honest, as far as I know. So, another Wu-Tang news. It sounded like a RZA plan to me. But I don't know if you heard about Divine, man. Wu-Tang Clan to sell one copy of Secret Double Album for $1 million or millions of dollars. Now, I don't know who the fuck they think they're buying that shit. But, yeah, like I said, this sounds like some RZA shit. But anyway, it's a 31-track double LP, The Wu Once Upon a Time in Shaolin. And it was recorded on the outskirts of Morocco, inside a vaulted house beneath the shadows of Atlas Mountains. And it's supposed, you know, this shit sounds like some old promo shit that he would do. Because ain't nobody paying $1 million for no one album. Especially, you know, and they charge the motherfuckers $30 to $50 range to go to a gallery or a museum. They're supposed to go on tour. And they charge you $30, $50 to put the shit on and listen to the album. So that's the plan, to take it on a tour. You know, the galleries, festivals, and shit like that. And I don't know, man. You going to pay $50 or $30, man, to hear the damn album, man? Here. Not keep. Here. And your silence says it all. So, yeah, man. Ain't going to kick rocks with that shit. But, yeah, that's what's up with Wu-Tang right now, man. You know, I kind of hate it when groups, you know, go through that bullshit. I mean, it was a lot of cats with Wu-Tang. And I just hate it, man, when groups go through bullshit, man, and they break up on some bullshit, man. Get out there and make that paper, man. You know, Far Side, man. Get y'all ass out there and make that paper, man. Y'all had two great albums as a group, man. Tour on that shit, man. Y'all motherfuckers ain't doing nothing. Tour. Shit. Make some money. You know, EPMD, man, they squashed their differences, man. They got out here and did what the fuck they had to do, man. They got there and make their money and stop playing. You know, that's all you really got to do, man, is get out there and make your paper, man, and you know, do what you got to do, man. You know, the game is so fickle and it's so funny now. You know, guess that we all grew up and used to like, man, ain't out no more, man. You know, this new crazy generation shit, this trap motherfuckers, man. So, you know, if you do get a chance to see a good show, man, go see it. Enjoy it, because when these cats pass, you know, they up there in their 40s, dude. A lot of these cats still doing it, man, you know, and I ain't even mad at them, man. Shit. You know, it shows longevity, man. You know, I hate to use relevancy because so many of these young niggas use that shit, man. But, I mean, shit, Lil Wayne talking about making his last motherfucking album like he just did so much and he did shit, you know. And Drake last album didn't do shit. You know, ain't nobody checking for that nigga. Shit, I just heard the little Jay-Z and who else is on that motherfucker? Jay-Z and what is this motherfucker's name? So he's been talking about he's going to have an album. Puffy was fucking with him at one point, man. Shit, I can't remember the nigga name. He's from New Orleans, though. Come on, what is this motherfucker's name? See, that's how fucked up it is, because I can't remember this dude's name. We got D Slate calling in. Let's see if this cat won't. What up, dude? What's the word, man?
What's good, my people? What's good?
What up?
What's that?
Shit, you tell me, man. The CL fake out on us or what, man? What happened, man?
His people is getting in touch with him right now.
Shit, we got like 30 minutes on the show. He better make it happen. Make it happen, Captain. 30 minutes in the show. Shit, I got shit to do, nigga. I got to work. Shit.
Yeah.
Nah, but, yeah, man. Jay Electronica. There we go. See, my brain works. Yeah, man. Jay-Z and Jay Electronica actually dropped a single out where Jay kind of took a shot at Drake. And, you know, that's cool and shit, man. But, you know, come out with some shit, man. Make you say, wow, goddamn, that's what I'm talking about. Hip-hop is back. You know what I'm saying? That you know what? I got something for y'all motherfuckers, man. This is hip-hop for me, goddamn. This is, as soon as I find the shit, these ones, man, y'all say what y'all want to about them, man, but these cats right here, they hip-hop, man, because they'll come out, man, with some shit, and y'all asleep, and the shit be just so dope that you slipping, like, straight on a banana peel, for real. So I'm going to take the banana out the tailpipe, and I'm going to let y'all hear this shit. I ain't going to tell you who it is, but I'm going to let y'all listen to the motherfucker. It's street certified, for real.
That's right. I'm PKA, the one and only infamous soldier. I kill from all deep. I rose through the ranks from the bottom. Now I got mad decorations and medals of honor. War scars, I goes hard like I'm fresh out the joint with homegirl in a hotel. You can't out-rap me, I'm out your league. And you don't want no trouble, I cremate beef. At point blank range of razor, catch fire my brain on another level, think outside of the little hip-hop box. I'm like a robot, I don't tire, I don't wire it. I could do this forever, like who want what? They don't want none of done, they just fans. Got my whole collection, I make your chick head bop. She recognize real when she hear it in.
I hear your block out, be the clip full to your homies. Animal habitat, pit bulls and parolees.
Come on,
peel off on jigsaws with my codies. Push it to the limit, red line, fuck the police. You know me, been out to the G. Since you to them jeans with the holes in the knees. Play blood sport, catch a bad one from your idol. Commentated by Gus Johnson, you go viral. Lead by example. Y'all niggas follow. Every DJ with a Serato know my motto. I talk more shit than how it goes sell. Cause your buzz is done, how the fuck you gon' sell? For more peace, tomorrow we deep. On the job we creep. I'm talking 24-7 cause they starve the streets. This is ghetto gospel. Right hand to Jesus, I'm the apostle. Brownville High. We still doing like we supposed to. Street certified. Most of y'all switched up, but we prefer to ride.
It's the red.
We still do it like we supposed to. Street certified. Most of y'all switched up, but we prefer to ride.
It's the red.
It can never be over, we don't bury the hatch. Acting like you didn't, you know it's better than that. M.O.P. and M.O.B. now it's better than that. Just that leaf a nigga leaking on that club floor rap. Be the nigga Kool-Aid, purple out this bitch. Nigga always tryna show his ass around a bitch. I'm good money everywhere, you cowards counterfeit. Don't let your ass write a check, you can't cash in. Body bags on deck, you get wrapped in. Them guns busting like shit was going out of fashion. That NYC gritty nigga with a chin on my shoulder, first nigga say I'm hating getting hit. I'm the truth, truth hurt him, give a fuck, I'm your burden.
Yeah.
Least of your problems, fuck around, need a surgeon. Cause we here thirsting, if you this virgin, show over, motherfucker, pull the curtain.
Look how they try to play me on this playground. Try to force me to leave, they try to X me out. Good thing I held it down. I was taught to believe it's best to exchange rounds and to remain down until my remains is found. I face criticism because of a dangerous sound. A lot of underhanded shit that never brought me down. I Billy Dan's, I move freely through any town. I'm like a prophet, niggas see me and put it down.
More responsibility when niggas OT.
OT, in the trauma room is because of me. Every nigga in possession of a llama know me. The
M.O.B. M.O.B. It's all the hood needs. I don't get it through the pipeline. I'm a go-see. I'm positioned between an icon and an OG.
We still do it like we supposed to. Street certified. Most of y'all switched up, but we prefer to ride.
It's the real.
We still do it like we supposed to. Street certified. Most of y'all switched up, but we prefer to ride.
It's the real. It's the real.
Yeah, man, that's my shit, man. I love me some M.O.P., man. Them my guys. Them ones just don't give a fuck. They release an album every 2-3 years, man, quietly, and motherfuckers miss out on it, man. But, yeah, man, that was M.O.P. Street Certified. I'm with Mob Deep on that joint, man. And, man, we going to keep it rolling like that, man. I want to apologize to y'all, man. You know, this shit, man, with these people sometimes, man, they promoters or they wranglers or managers, whatever the fuck you want to call them, say one thing and, you know, another thing happens. And that's just part of the business, man. You know, that's why I try not to advertise shit, man, until I know for sure that the people that are said are supposed to be on, supposed to be on. And I can't even get mad, like I say, man. Shit happens, you know. Shit, I'm guilty of it, you know. I was supposed to do a show one day. I can't get there. Can't get there, you know. Shit happens. But, yeah, we won't have CL Smooth today. His management, apparently CL Smooth is busy. He got shit to do. And, I mean, it is what it is, man. It's just how shit rolls. But I ain't even mad at dude because, like I say, we've had people on this show before. And, hey, it is what it is. We get down, man. What you over there cutting up, Divine?
The man of the hour, CL Smooth.
Man, it be like that sometimes, man. These cats, you know, they got their own thing they got to do, man. So, like I say, man, I don't even trip about that, man. We always have good shows, and I still bless y'all with some great music. Maybe not so much tonight, but, yeah, man, it be like that sometimes, man. So, with that, man, we're going to cut it short tonight, and we're going to see y'all next Wednesday. 25 minutes left in the set. Y'all will be all right. We gonna cut it like that, and we gonna keep it moving, man. I'm gonna let my man Divine go on and do some cuts and scratches, and let you see what he's about. And then I'm gonna hit you with this Right Crow Sometimes by my man Mr. Long and Roz Cos, man, and Moni Love. Check out for them, man. They got an album coming soon. Be on the lookout for that shit, man. Hit them with some cuts, Divine. That's that hidden eye shit right there, man. 90. That motherfucking 90. Anyway, anything you want to hop out of my mind, man? You got anything you want to say before we come out?
Unfortunately, we're not knocking out these names, but I would rather plug what's going on in the city, since we got a lot of local people, what's going on in the city, so they actually come out and meet the Nod Your Head crew and log in and, you know, get familiar. You know, people ain't spreading the contagiousness of dopeness.
Hey, we working on it, man, you know. All things grow. It starts as a snowflake and blossoms to a motherfucking snowball, man. So that's snowballs don't blossom, but you give them a motherfucking meaning.
And I just want to frankly speaking, plug that you were talking about.
Yeah, man, it's on Saturday. Yeah, it's on Saturday. So I'm going to probably fly through there, man, take some pictures, man, catch Ray and Twilight, because I ain't seen that cat in a minute, man. So slide through there and take a couple of shots. Bounce out. Man, I got motherfucking heartburn, man. I had some damn pizza today, man. That shit is killing me, man. But anyway, I'm going to hit y'all with this White Crow sometimes. And we're going to catch y'all next Wednesday, man. So nod your head. Stay up. Thank y'all for coming. Night.
It's alright though, Mr. Long from Black Sheep. Guess we the White Crow. Tell your bitch, Rap Chaz, I pull such fat out of ass. Put it in a lip like life, bro. Yeah, yo, let's get it, come on. Hip-hop never died, she got buried alive. So I gave her CPR, she just barely survived. The record exec told me, I'm too smart for my own good. Cold for uppity, nigga, I struck with a long hood. Black, white, supreme. Like, you got on the wrong hood. Nathaniel and Venice, like, you on the wrong hood, homes. I'm stronger than force, it's Lord the Force. Swerving the horsepower in the nerve of the source. To lead me out the top of GMC, I burn it, of course. Had every news standing, fuck rap, I want a divorce. Take that back, I want half, so I go on the purse. Born cap, probably convert before I going to dirt. Latter-day Saints can dig me up and warm in the court. Fuck it, I'ma be dead, Romney, buy me a church now. Find if you search, who really murdered the verse. The murder really happened, I just flow the reverse. Call it a curse to be so lyrical, my umbilical was bone in the nurse. Was grown in the first, second, I took a breath, took a step, look at the way I rep the West. Fuck respect, cut a motherfucking check. It's alright though, Mr. Long from Black Sheep, we the White Crows. Tell your bitch Rad Cat, we'll pull something fat out of rad and put it in a lip like lipo.
Sometimes I be on my shit, sometimes I be on my shit. Sometimes I be on my shit, and that's why haters should get off my dick. Sometimes I be on my shit, sometimes I be on my shit. I'm on one and I won't quit, and that's why females be on my dick.
They asking why you still rhyming, Mo? Shit, cause I can't, so now you goose is cooked. What you worrying for? You the man, though. Y'all niggas kill me, try to age my stage. When I'm in a bracket by myself, y'all niggas surf my wave. Try to shut me out of shit, you ain't a Herod, yo, that's comedy, son. Spit the roast in every coast with certifiable lungs. Insane flows, my name Mo. At a NIE, I'm epitome, MC Double E. Can't talk shop, surrounded by smoke and mirrors. The biggest fear is the contradiction of the appearance, yo. I let her listen to these moist in the ass dudes, pitching chicks against each other, putting out fast food. Sensitive ass is never surpassed, and send you every word a tribute to what light in the ass is. They got the nerve to call it practice, and I'm supposed to derive you niggas kicking up all the whackness. You optimistic, man, my sounds are blackness. Rectify the illest up in here with lyrical tactics. Plastic rappers, cellophane, you know my name. Quotables from verses of all the biggest up in the game. Yeah, it's pretty, ain't it? Yeah, I said it, it's infinite. You still crushing on me since the middle with no gimmicks. Nationality is British and West Indian Swiss, and that's why y'all dudes be on my dick.
Sometimes I be on my shit, sometimes I be on my shit. Sometimes I be on my shit, and that's why haters should get off my dick. Sometimes I be on my shit, sometimes I be on my shit. I'm on one and I won't quit, and that's why females be on my dick.
What up, Razzy? It's Jack Splash. I'm about to hop on this airplane headed to L.A. I ain't even bringing no luggage, man. All I got with me is a bottle of Jack and these beats in my back pocket. We got this Oxymorons album to finish, Playboy. Easy.